Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, the Murray from the Curry, and I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country at BBM Bumbarip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional and trusted beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation. A big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you very much, National Digital Radio Service. Give us this beautiful platform to have a yarns across this country. And a big shout out to First Nation Radio Station to take up the program in regard to National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong here on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Like to know what's happening with your mob or with your clan, with your organisation, with your tribal mob. All ears here on our yarns here with National Talk Black. And understand that all the yarns we have on First Nation Radio Station doesn't happen on mainstream radio station. So, look, it's a fantastic platform, so do utilise it. And you can't beat black on black. Today, we're going to jump straight in and have a yarn now with Sister Tanya McDonald, who wants to improve the rates of First Nations students working in the community service sector in Alice Springs to help reduce family violence, supporting more First Nations students in the community service sector. On the line, Tanya, good morning, Sister. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Tanya.
Yeah, so I'm a Crayarong Gunidjimara Gurnakurno woman, so down in southwest Victoria.
And you're now based there in Alice Springs, is that right?
Yeah, so I shifted here in middle of May, had a job opportunity with Charles Darwin University, lecturing community services.
Yeah, fantastic. So you want to improve the rates of First Nations students working in the community service sector in Alice Springs to help reduce family violence. Now, Northern Territory has the highest rates of domestic, family and sexual violence in Australia, with Aboriginal women and children disproportionately bearing the brunt of this violence. So we need to stamp it out. We need to work in this space big time, don't we?
We sure do. It's just alarming numbers and figures, and it's just something we need to really look at and try and tackle.
So how are you working in this space in regarding, he said, closing that gap? I don't want to use that word, but yeah, closing that gap and helping bring down the rates of domestic violence.
Oh, I think just raising awareness, mm-hmm. Having Indigenous workers out there skilled up as well.
Yes.
I think that's the main thing, is skilling up the workers, making them aware of the knowledge around all sorts of aspects of community services, not alone family violence. But, so hopefully with that sort of comes a lot more knowledge out there in the field, and they can maybe help.
And you can't, Sister, we know that you can't beat black on black, and having black workers working with our mob, that creates a strong message, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does, and there needs to be more Indigenous workers out there. There sure does, you know, and also with an education as well.
Mm. So we're talking about prevention, of course, you know, and stamping it out, but also we're talking about helping both parties, you know, male and female, in the so-called relationship, you know. We're talking about the culprit and the victims, you know. 90% of the time it's male on female when we're talking about domestic violence. So the males need support in that space as well, in the mental capacity, in the work capacity, in bettering themselves, but also protection of our women and children.
Oh, yes, for sure, because as we realise, you know, it can be a cycle, and it's just what they've learnt and picked up, and making that aware for them as well, and seeing that before it happens and it goes on and continues in a cycle situation, for sure. And there needs to be so much more done with working with males as well, because they also need the support.
Exactly.
As well. Yeah.
Well, like I said, they're not bad people, as we're talking about our brothers out there. They're just good people doing bad things. But when you've got four walls closing in on you, you revert to violence, but that shouldn't be the case.
No, and that's exactly right. There's always something behind something, I believe, as well. and who no one knows what they've gone through themselves in the past. And and that's right, that's where other things come into play that send them on the path that they have.
Mm. And how long have you been in this sector, my sister?
Oh, goodness, I have been in the sector well over 10 years.
Yes.
It's just that, yeah, I just... because I have also experienced family violence, and that's what really has prompted me to go on and get an education.
Yep.
So I end up winning the Victorian Koori Student of the Year in 2019.
Deadly.
yeah, and that's where my passion has been driven from, and education as well. Like, from where I was, there wasn't many Indigenous people in the sector.
Sure.
Yeah, that was a big drive for me, because educating our people out there, our mob, is the biggest key that they could have to come over these hurdles that they face.
Because
we have to work a lot harder, as we know, you know, to get where we've got to get. So
exactly. Yeah. Well, we've got to get it together, Tanya. And it's a community thing, isn't it? It's all different services, whether it be men's group, women's group, employment agencies, training, schools, even sporting arenas, you know what I mean? Coaching, what have you know what I mean? There's got to be all supports from all angles, all aspects of life.
Oh, there sure does, even from down to nutrition to housing, all that. Yeah, so it's such a big branch that you just go, when I come up here, it was like, wow, it really opened my eyes up, you know, and they're just lovely. They're lovely mob up here.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Tanya, well, you're coming into the township, so to speak. I can hear your passion, and people will see that and feel that, and we'll work along with you. We're all in the same vehicle, heading the same direction, are we not?
Yeah, we sure are. Yeah, it's just great. Yeah.
Hey, good yarning with you, my sister. Good luck with it all. Please do keep in touch, and big shout out to the mob out there at Alice Springs, and keep doing what you're doing, Tanya.
No worries. Thank you. Thank you for the time.
You take care, sis. Bye-bye.
Okay, see ya.
Deadly yarn there. Tanya McDonald, her name is First Nation lecturer and children, health and community, Charles Darwin University, and feels they're supporting more First Nation students in the community service sector. And she wants to improve the rates of First Nation students working in the community service sector in Alice Springs to help reduce family violence. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. To the mob out there who may be feeling all four walls are closing in, don't forget we got suicide helplines, Lifeline 131114, Kids Helpline 1-800-551-800. Or for the mob out there who feel more comfortable dealing with black on black, you can call 13 Yarn. That's 139276. And there you have a black person at the other end of the line. All confidentiality is at the table, of course. So Yarn, that's 13 Yarn, 139276. Have you say, Yarn Armstrong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Just diaries of empty pages, feelings gone astray. But she will say,
till everything burns, while everyone screams, burning their lies, burning my dreams. All of this hate and all
Watching you touch mean that much. I'm alone with you tonight. I'm alone with you tonight. I can't always remember what I say. I can't always take it, having to pay. Watching you walk, you know you're really attractive. I'm alone with you tonight. I'm alone with you out. You still don't know. All I have is music to let me go. I'm alone. I'm alone.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarning Circle it is, 1-800-422-416. The number of National Talk Black, yarning with yours truly. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BB and Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong. You can text a brother as well, 045-714-0550. Or our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Let's look at top stories in the news today. I'm the Senate leader. I still get triggered. Wong slams Hanson over racist speech. European leaders blame sabotage as gas pours into Baltic form from Nord Stream pipelines. A global recession looks likely. Can Australia escape it? That's the question. Amateur hour rivals mock Optus hacker. Solomon Islands refusing to sign 11-point declaration at historic Pacific US meeting. Rain forces drivers to park up in Sydney as storm sweeps New South Wales. Other headlines here is Ukraine's recapture town strewn with destroy abandoned Russian equipment. Widow farmer sells rare 120-year-old tractor for $375,000 at WA auction. Dear therapist, we're cutting my husband's parents out of our lives. Penrith Star, that's the 5'8 there, Jerome Luai's partner, induced so he wouldn't miss the grand final. Other news here, headlines, is it's just been blown out of proportion, surprise twist in Rabbitohs Panthers trainer furor. Also, spotlight on Karl Stefanovic over alleged assault. Geelong delists five players. Legal twist after weak gutter dog spray. That's with Ricky Stewart and Young Salmon. The posted note, Anthony Colletti left for Melissa Caddick after raid. Prince William told royal staff not to do this one thing around his children. Inspirational Cat Selwood to retire. They're the headlines for today's news. Tell us your headlines here on your daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Oh, bugger me, good in ye. Me bended on this country. Long time before Lord Rusty. All about land belonging to me. Poor bugger me, good indeed. Poor bugger black fella this country. Long time work, no wages we. Work for good old Lord Rusty. Little bit flower to guarantee. For good indeed from Lord Rusty. Ah, poor bugger me.
Oh, bugger me, Gurindji. My name Vincent Lingiari. Me talk all about Gurindji. Dagorago place for we, on for we, Gurindji.
But poor bugger black fella this country. Government boss him talk long we. Build you house with electricity. But at White Hill for can't you see. What a creek belong to Lord Rusty. Oh, poor bugger me.
Poor bugger me, Lingiari. Still me talk long Gurindji. Dagorago place for we. Home for we, Gurindji.
Oh, bugger me, good in ye. Up come Mr. Prankardy. Up skull to and talk long ye. Give it and long good in ye. Build him house and plant him tree long. What he creek for good in ye. But poor bugger black fella this country. Government law him talk long we. Can't keep it land long black fella see. Only spoil him good in ye. Oh, poor bugger me, good in ye. Poor bugger me, good in ye. Peter Nixon talk long we. Buy your own land, good in ye. Buy him back from Lord Rusty. Oh, poor bugger me, good in ye. Poor bugger black fella good in ye. Suppose we buy him back country. What you reckon proper fee? Might be flower to guarantee. From good in ye to Lord Rusty. Oh, poor bugger me.
Oh, into the bunting along and not a bring and young of a we are up a Monday a la poor bugger me for la Gorinji.
Show me.
Yeah, Too Deadly back on track, Mornington Island. My mob, Too Deadly, big shout out. Hope you're well up there in Mornington Island. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yana Upstrong, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bummer Brip Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. So Yana Upstrong, your mob, Too Deadly. Here's some deadly news. Indigenous elders have defeated a massive Australian gas company in court. Approval for the controversial Barossa gas project has been overturned by Australian federal court. A massive gas company that had already started a drilling on the sacred land of Tiwi Islands, traditional owners, has 2 weeks to vacate after an Indigenous traditional owner sued the Australian government for approving the project and won. The verdict was handed down by Australian Federal Court Justice Modise Bromberg on Wednesday and found that local Indigenous people of the Tiwi Islands weren't properly consulted on the controversial gas project, which has been in the works since 2004 and begun drilling earlier this year. The project will lose approval from October 6 and is subject to an immediate halt on drilling. This is a huge victory for the Manampu clan and the testament to their strength and dedication to face one of the biggest mining companies in the country, said Aline Link, special counsel at the Environmental Defenders Office, who represented Tipa Klipa and the Manapui clan in the suit. It will have national and global implications for consultation First Nations peoples on mining projects. Tipa Klipa and Manapupi clan moved to sue Australian Oil Gas Project Regulator, the National Offshore Petroleum Safety and Environment Management Authority, in June with claims that Santos failed to properly consult the traditional owners before opening the controversial $4.7 million Barossa gas project for drilling earlier this year. So when the docket was called in late August, Justice Bromberg travelled to the Tiwi Islands, where a federal court case was heard on a beach for the first time in Australian history. As part of the project, Santos, Australia's second largest independent gas producer, has plans to build a 300-kilometre-long, 185-mile gas pipeline connecting the Barossa gas field to the Darwin liquefied natural gas plant, some 500 kilometres, over 310 miles away, through the Timor Sea north of Darwin. The pipeline, which would be built without First Nation approval, would, the court heard, disrupt pristine sea turtles and the habitats of other marine life. Tiwi Island's mayor and senior Manapulpul traditional owner, that's Pura Gunji, told the court in August that Santos was thinking about the significance of the sea to Aboriginal people, nor the everlasting physical and spiritual damage a major gas spill could do for the entire region. When we talk about sea country, we as a Manapulpul traditional owners do have ownership of it, Pururungi said. There may be difficult for outsiders to comprehend. We are holders of everything under and in the sea is part of us. Who are as traditional owners people, we need people to understand that. The controversial Barossa project has been in the works since 2004, but Tiwi Islanders claim to have been alerted to the project early this year, just months before drilling was slated to begin in July. Paula Jeddah Panajiri, a Manapulpul traditional owner who gave evidence last month, told the court that elders had serious concerns that drilling into the Timor Sea would do irreparable damage to sacred sites deep at sea. The songlines go as out to deep water, that's where the turtles are. The deep sea country is part of the Manapulpul clan. We are connected to the sea, we have a turtle dance, and we're connected to those turtles. There are sacred sites there and not to be disturbed, Punambuchul said. They are in the water there off Melville and Bathurst Island as well. They are there in the water. So congratulations, a big win there for the mob there, Tiwi Islands, and they're standing strong and protecting sea land, sea country, and also their land country as well. So beautiful. Have your say, Yana Strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
When you're drifting on the ocean, and the sea is a perfect blue, but those storm clouds on the horizon are keeping me true to who are you. So take me away across the Spinifex plains, where the true mirage never ends, and the smell feel the heart of my country
beating to them lonely blues. Gotta get back there, gotta get back there, gotta get back there real soon. Far, far away, across the sea.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say. We call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. When healthy habits become an obsession, new research reveals a quarter of Australians have an unhealthy relationship with food. Concerningly, a quarter of Aussies are under 45 years old, admit to exercising after overeating, and a third skip meals to lose weight. The Banyan's Healthcare Group is encouraging Aussies to recognise when their healthy habits are becoming an unhealthy obsession and take the first steps in managing these behaviours. With me in the studio, I have Emily Goyard, dietitian at the Banyan's Health and Wellness.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you tell us more about this research?
Research from the Banyan's Healthcare Group actually reveals that around a quarter of Australians have an unhealthy relationship with food. So if we delve into that a little bit more, around a quarter, so 23% of Australians under 45 years old, exercise when they've overeaten as a bit of a compensatory behaviour, and a third, so 31%, actually skip meals to try and lose weight. Looking at that same cohort, we also know that around 36% of them actually admit to spending an unhealthy amount of time on social media.
When can healthy eating and exercise habits become unhealthy?
Healthy eating and exercise habits can become unhealthy when we see people start to obsess over those habits. Although healthy eating and exercising are really great behaviours to be consistent with, sometimes people can start to cut out important food groups or push their bodies to exercise beyond what they're actually physically capable of, which can actually lead to something called orthorexia, which is an eating disorder that's defined by people obsessing over the quality and making sure that they are exercising and eating perfectly. So this can result in really significant physical and mental consequences for the person.
How does social media use increase the chance of a person developing orthorexia?
Social media use can actually increase the chance of someone developing orthorexia when they start to see these health trends that can do more harm than good, especially for really young people. Diet culture online involves people sharing things like healthy recipes or workout routines or even a day on a plate to try and encourage others to do the same. These behaviours are something that people try and copy to look and live like the user sharing. So it's important to remember that the internet can have a lot of misinformation and poor health advice from non-professionals. They're just sharing what has worked for them and we don't know what's really happening for them in their lives. So it's important to take everything that we see with a grain of salt.
What advice do you have for Aussies who are concerned about eating and exercising habits?
For Aussies who are concerned about their eating and exercise habits, it's really important that they try to recognise the signs that they might have orthorexia. So they want to look out for things like avoiding eating socially with people, exercising even when they're sick or injured, cutting out whole food groups, some of those signs and symptoms, and also not let social media heavily influence the way that they're eating or exercising, because it might not be in line with their own personal needs.
Where can Australians go for support?
If Australians are looking for some support, the Banyans Healthcare Group actually recommends that they try and get clued up first on the signs of orthorexia, because it is an eating disorder that isn't often talked about or acknowledged. But if you are starting to recognise those symptoms in yourself or a loved one, it's important to seek help. Australians can actually book in with their GP, get an assessment and get some advice about where to from there.
Thank you, Emily. Great yarning with you.
Thank you.
That was Emily Gaia, dietitian at the Banyans Health and Wellness, and the discussion when healthy habits become an obsession. Stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Of the city life, soon I'll be dreaming in blue. Heading out to Blackberry Tree now. Got the dust and mud stuck in our head. Uncle Harry got his Eskiopia. Honey fell well, she really don't care. Taste your fish soup and rice. I'm coming back home to you. I like the pace of the city life. Soon I'll be dreaming in blue. Lazy breeze blowing through your mind. Sky blue sea, catch your feet there. Are in on the springtime and the gambling house is packed. The banker he muck on with sitar. What ladder you got both in front?
Yeah, going back home, the Pigroom Brothers here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416. We've got Selwyn on the line. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
I'm all right, brother. Yeah, brother. I'll finish my little yarn about you know, like you were saying about statistically, a lot of the violence come from men, and now it's sort of. I think it's poison how we're treated when we step up to the plate, brother. But before that, I want to talk a little bit more about I'll follow Polly Farmer, brother. Brother, you know what? He introduced a handball, brother.
Handball.
You know how you handball the in AFL?
Yeah.
It was him that introduced that.
Okay.
And I was in the same place in Melbourne. It was black fellows, like Colin Tufts, I think Black Diamond in books, where they had this oral gift at the race.
Yes.
And right around the world, they used to start their races standing up. But it was the Koori fellow that went into the crack position. That innovated that way of racing.
Yes.
And I think it's the Samoa that introduced freestyle swimming. I think, again, internationally, people used to doggy paddle. Right?
Doggy paddle, yeah.
But anyway, brother, I don't know what that brother listening there, that from He said he always listens to the program. I think you better close your ears, brother. We must keep him lower. But anyway, brother, our first became a step-up mum.
A step-up mum, yes.
97, that's the same year that we've been killing that fellow, killed that Japanese girl. That same year, I became a step-up to the plate, our parent, a single parent.
Yeah.
And, you know, like coming out of, I've heard that before, that coming out of the, there was no parenting, coming out of the menace that gives you that look like you're a pedophile. And it was a time that the ending of the safety pin, and it was good that they brought the kids along. And there was no male, women's shelters, black men's group there. There was no thing up. But, you know, brother, stepping up now in all those honorable things like knowing where your kids are, being firm and setting boundaries and all those honorable things now, brother. You know what kids are doing, brother? They're twisting all that, brother. They're twisting all that.
Yeah.
They're saying that people are, parents are a bit too controlling. Are you right to say anything, brother? And you change how you talk, but they walk all over you. And if you raise your voice, they'll say it's anger management. If you don't say anything at all, you're not interested in.
Damn if you don't.
I had a DVO for one of the parties. I had four children to another lady too as well. And they said to me, the cop said, but look at you, look at the size of you. But of course, like, there's not just physical violence, but emotional and mental, you get twisted about maybe too, and you play mind games with your brother and you try to get a restraining order from them. And one of the things that I hate, but that I hear all the time is blokes saying, look, especially when they marry outside of their race, a lot of Murray's got white women now, and look at me. And that's why I had a lot of admiration for Brother Archie Road, you know, and he had another Murray woman, you know, brother. And to say that black men don't have any respect for their women. What the news don't tell you is the brawls, you know, brother. It's because of women, they step up to the plate, they defend their nieces, their aunties, their grannies. And a lot of fuss about that, too. And men do step up to the plate. But what I'm sort of really troubled with now in my own life, brother, is just they're twisting everything. You know, and you'll have, say, if you want to help for your kids, they funnel the kids into, we all know they're already educated speed-wise and dysfunctional kids where they are, and they'll twist your, they take your, as a third, they take all your good teaching away from you, brother, and you can't sort of, they forget about all that, brother, you know, and it makes it hard, parenting. But, brother, we try, you know, we try as parents, and I'm a step-up dad, and
yes.
Of course I have two, I always spoke about my eldest brother and Uncle Mo at Palm Island, brother, and they were single parents for a long time, and it is hard for a bloke, like I said before, brother, blokes can't get help and they don't get that same kind of, you know, like I find with government, you know, like, because we already tainted, you know, black male. And when I try to go with issues about children, they already got you defined because we defined that, you know, we're no good blokes, you know. Men are no good, but of course they are blokes, but we try, brother.
Yes.
Thank you, brother, for hearing me out. Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. And there it is, that's someone having his say and talking about domestic violence and been through that and was the culprit of it. And just talking about the support that men need as well, of course. And as I had that earlier yarn with Tanya McDonald in regard to her conversation, supporting more First Nations students in the community service sector and stamping out domestic violence. And he's saying his point. And yes, of course, he's against it and he's supporting men in that space to stamp it out as well, to not go down that track. So good yarns, and that's why this fantastic vehicle is for us, Mob. You have your saying yarn up strong, I've got about 8 minutes left on the program. Squeeze and yarn if you can. 1-800-422-416.